email todaysor@rte.ie.
Well, just days after the Syriza party won a spectacular victory in Greece's general election, the new finance minister, Yanis Varoufakis, is set to embark on a tour of Europe to try and convince his European counterparts to support the Syriza government. I'm joined now from Athens by Helena Smith, who's the Guardian's correspondent in Greece and has been writing mightily this week about it. First of all, Helena, what's the reaction to Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras's cabinet being in there?
Well, I think it's too early to sort of gauge any sense of disappointment. At the moment, there's a feeling that Greece has not turned a new page. It's opened a new book in the 40 years since restoration was restored in this country with the elevation to power of this radical left party. The leftists have never enjoyed power in Greece or been tested by it. So this is really a rather sort of a historic moment in Greece.
What do we know about Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis?
Well, we know quite a lot, and we've have got to know him quite well this week. He's very dynamic. He's 53. He's an economics professor who was trained and educated in Britain at the University of Essex, then went on to teach at Cambridge and in Australia for the best part of a decade, Greece at the University of Athens, and then the University of Texas. So he's had quite a peripatetic and cosmopolitan background. He has Australian citizenship, and he's regarded as the coolest politician in town. He turned up barely an hour ago for talks with the Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras on a huge Yamaha motorbike, which is, if ever there was proof of a new era in Greece, that's it.
And of course, Tsipras wants to renegotiate the terms of their bailout, but they insist there will be no Greek default. Your leaders, I noticed this morning, the European Parliamentary President saying he's expecting any discussions to be difficult, but that Greece would work with others in Europe.
That's right. Both sides are stuck between a rock and a hard place, it would seem. Both sides have drawn their battle lines, their red lines, although they're not saying this openly. And the Greeks, perhaps the Greeks are very much hoping that they can come to some sort of compromise deal arrangement with their partners. Martin Schulz, the European Parliament President, who visited Athens yesterday for talks with Tsipras, and indeed is the first senior European official to arrive in Athens since these radical leftists stormed power on Sunday, said compromise was the name of the game. It was the major word, and both sides had to make concessions. But he also pointed out that Syriza was no longer in pre-electoral campaign mode and would have to put a little bit of water in its wine, would have to back down. And of course, that opens the prospect, sets the stage for the prospect for Syriza voters who have been so hard hit by 5 years of consecutive waves of austerity, being disappointed. And that's something that Tsipras, in his very early days in office, is very keen to avoid.
Well, as the finance minister heads off to Europe, he's obviously hoping to try and get some kind of a debt relief or debt restructuring. But meanwhile, how do you think these new left politicians are going to deal with the machinations of daily government life?
Well, they've certainly come in with, it's been a breath of fresh air. I mean, it's a sea change, not only in political colour, in terms of going from a conservative-dominated coalition to a far left, radical left. That's what they like to be described as, radical leftists. And Syriza is a party that is comprised of Marxist, Maoist, socialist, trade unionist, Greens. So we've really seen, for example, the first thing that happened here was all the barricades around the parliament that had been erected 3 years ago at the height of the debt crisis were removed. And, of course, all manner of austerity measures have been rolled back. Indeed, in the first day in office, various government ministers announced that they would be reinstating minimum wages, reinstating lost pensions, rehiring people who'd been fired from the...
Helena.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. I've got a break now, but thank you very much for talking to us today. Helena Smith.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.